When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
This Mother's Day, wrap her in love with Minky Couture. Give mom the softest hug ever with one of our luxurious cozy blankets. The perfect way to say, you are cherished, you are loved. From movie nights to quiet moments just for her, Minky Couture makes every day feel extra special. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find the perfect blanket for the perfect mom. Minky Couture, wrap her in love this Mother's Day.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? What we got, father?
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show on Sirius XM channel 159. Jacob Sports on YouTube and Sports Grid. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and we're going to be breaking down some NFL action. We're going to go to rapid fire real quick. We're going to get down to business, try and give you guys some winners. Let me go to Jamie Gold, my co-host, first. Jamie, who do you like in the NFL this week? Is it a side or a total?
Well, we are doing this show on a Thursday night, and last Thursday night, I don't know how often this is going to happen, so I do need to ask Jimmy a question. What is the exact average number between 7 and 28? The answer is 18. How much did San Francisco beat the Giants by? 18. What did I say they were going to win by? 7 to 28. Who laughed at me? Jimmy.
Wait a minute. Jamie, we need to hear about your teaser odds. Wait.
Let him give out the move. Then we'll go to teaser expert, Rooster, to break down. Is it beneficial to bet NFL teasers? And at what? Where's the cutoff point? But Jamie, go ahead. Give out your favorite move of this week for NFL.
Oh, I've got a few. But I would say over 47 in the Giants Seattle Seahawks game.
Yeah, you got two bad pass defenses there. I could see them score 100 points there. I agree with you there, Jamie.
My favorite play, besides my teasers, which I will save for Jimmy.
Yeah, because I got to hear the Jamie math on these teasers. You know, Jamie, let me ask you a question real fast. You bet 10 teasers. How many do you have to win to show a profit?
Six and a half.
Depends what you're laying though. If you're some teasers are -110 to 16 teasers. If you're betting 17, let me get Rooster. Are you betting teasers in the NFL? Are you laying 110? What's the highest you'll lay on a teaser? A 6-point teaser, 7-point teaser? Your volume's off, Rooster.
You're on mute.
Oh, sorry. I would lay up to 120 on a 7-point teaser, but you got to go exactly to the key numbers. Not a half point more, not a half point less. There's probably 2 7-point teasers a week that have mathematical value. There's probably 1 6.5-point teaser a week that has mathematical value. I try to tweet them out when I have time or when I think of it, but stay away from teasers, Jamie. They are a loser long term, unless, like I said, you can grab these exact numbers, like you go from 7.5 to a half, or you go through the 3 count and take 3.5. Not 3, you have to take 3.5. And like I said, it's very far and few between. They are out there. Other than that, just bet your team straight. You're going to be better off long term just to take 2 straight bets. If you go 1-1, you split on the teaser, you go 1-1, you lose. So it's similar to a parlay.
But what my question, excuse me, Rooster. My question was, you bet 10 teasers. How many on a 7-point teaser, how many do you have to win to show a profit?
Lay them 120?
Yes, correct.
6.5.
No, it's 8. seven sevens or 49, sheet, you fucking lose it.
You got 56.
All right, Fatass, stay away from the math.
Joe, you want the Cardinal hair?
Let me and Jamie do the math.
Do the math. You'll lose in the long run. This is Joe Vito's Bible.
Hold on.
Joe
Vito, time out,
seven
time
sevens or 49. You need to win that eighth teaser to show profit.
But Bruce, if
you
we
want me to do the math for you right here,
leave me. Leave the math to me and Jamie. You check. You.
I need you.
Wait, we still got some.
If I need the math to you, Rooster, you'd be out of pizza business.
Let me go to 8-Ball real quick. 8-Ball, before we can't stop laughing here. 8-Ball, is there a game this week you like more than anything else?
Love the Browns this week. We're talking about a team with the best defense in the NFL right now. Deshaun Watson's coming off his best performance as a Brown. Ravens are dealing with a ton of injuries on both sides of the ball. If I'm being honest, I think the Browns should be 4.5-point favorites here in this spot. They're at home. Better team to me, the better quarterback and the better defense. I'm going with the Browns here.
I like the Browns as well. Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. You can find him on Twitter at Matt Maltepas. Who are you giving out this week?
The 8-Ball actually took my move. We bet the Browns early money line. I still like them all the way, you know, up to 3. But we also like the under here, under 42.5. So that's what we also bet.
And you also took the Browns at what, 40-1?
Yes, we have 40-1.
How are you feeling about that after 3 weeks? I know they got that Pittsburgh game was kind of wacky.
Yeah, there was a couple wacky stuff in that game. You know, the ball bounced a little weird, but this defense is by far the best. They've proven that they are the best defense in the NFL until someone proves us wrong. Second of all, the only concern for me is Conklin at left tackle, the offensive line. If the offensive line starts getting a little more cohesion, watch out. People are talking about Deshaun Watson not playing well. Well, what's the reason? Well, maybe it's because his left tackle is, you know, not there.
Yeah, and if you look at their schedule, their opposing defenses, when it comes to pass defense, some of the worst in football. So other than the Ravens, San Fran, and Kansas City, the rest of their schedule, I think Deshaun Watson's going to have a big year. And those
we saw it last week.
Yeah, we saw it last week against a really bad pass defense in Tennessee. I think Tennessee's ranked 29th in opponent yards per pass attempt. I know it's short in the season, but let me go to Rooster real quick. Rooster, you think the Browns got a shot to go deep in the playoffs this year? We got 30 seconds, so.
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, as Matt said, the defense is playing unbelievable. I think this line's a little short. I would lay it at 2.5 as well. I mean, the Ravens are dynamic. I think it's going to be a close game. At 3, I'd probably stay away, but I would lay it at 2.5. But the Browns, I mean, Deshaun Watson is starting to look a little bit more like he did.
Hold that thought, Rooster. We're going to be right back. We got ProFootball.com coming on the show, so we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive.
This Mother's Day, wrap her in love with Miki Couture. Give mom the softest hug ever with one of our luxurious cozy blankets. The perfect way to say, you are cherished, you are loved. From movie nights to quiet moments just for her, Miki Couture makes every day feel extra special. Shop now at MikiCouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find the perfect blanket for the perfect mom. Miki Couture, wrap her in love this Mother's Day.
Betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And each and every week we bring on Pro Football Doc, Dr. David Chow from SICScore.com. Doc, thanks for coming back this week, man. Your information is so valuable to anyone who's looking to invest some money in the sports betting market.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I heard the segment before, and you guys don't need me. You guys are already on the Browns. And let me add something to that. First of all, don't worry about Deshaun Watson and his throwing shoulder injury, two straight LPs Wednesday and Thursday. That is a contusion on his deltoid. It should not affect his throwing motion at all. So that's another strength for the Browns. The other thing that you guys have covered, of course, is, yes, I had worry a lot for Jack Conklin at right tackle when he tore up his knee week one. But let me tell you, DeJuan Jones, he's a young guy. He's a high draft pick. He's huge, but he moves his feet. Like, we grade against the second stringer what the drop-off is, and we have raised that. So we have less concern about Jack Conklin now. And it seems like Jack Conklin might have lost his job even without the injury over time. So that's better. And you already hit it on the head. The Ravens are still among the most injured teams. So, You don't need me. You guys already have it.
Well, that makes me feel better when you talk about replacement value on that offensive line, because as we all know, that offensive line, I mean, that's where the games are won and lost, in the trenches. And that's some big news for everyone listening out there. Let me go to Jamie first. Jamie, you got any questions for Pro Football Doc this week?
Yeah, Doc, how are you at math?
7-7-49
Look, I'm pretty good with the abacus. Just kidding.
we're having some fun on the show. But no, Doc, thank you. I'm really curious about Eckler again, because I do want to take the Chargers this week. You know, you got to give 5.5 right now, but I really want to know that Eckler is back. They're implying that he is, but I want to know that he really is.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think his ankle sprain, high ankle sprain, I think it was mild. His foot was implanted when it happened. And my continuing question is, look, the ankle injury is real, but if he had the contract he wanted, would he just try and play through, right? That's the question, and that's the unknown. I sort of thought that there was a chance that Jimmy G would not clear concussion protocol because it was reported after the game that might be delayed symptoms, but it looks like he was in the concussion protocol just as a precaution. You don't have to have a concussion to be in the protocol. You can just be in there as a precaution. And that seems to be the case, because if he actually had one, I don't think he plays against the Chargers. So, you know, make that what you will.
So, Doc, this is Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. I have a question about my Dallas Cowboys that I have a future on. Last week, we saw them lose to the Cardinals, but it's because they had a lot of key injuries. This week coming up, are those offensive linemen going to be ready? CD Lamb, I know he was on the injury report. I know it was for rest, but I'm not sure. We have a couple of different guys, defensive end, DeMarcus Lawrence, also didn't practice. So I was just wondering the status of the team.
Well, look, in our own war room right before the kickoff at the game, I was lobbying everyone that, you know, maybe we should give out the Cardinals as a pick, you know, a couple things. Josh Dobbs has been there a little while right now. He's serviceable, right? The team seems to be rallying around him. And when those offensive linemen for your Cowboys turned up DNP, we knew 4 of the 5 were all yellow on the offensive line, as in questionable. 2 didn't play, and then Tyron Smith basically didn't play. So it's really 60% of the offensive line. That certainly made a difference. And you know, don't miscount how losing your number one corner is, you know, what the Cowboys did there. So, yes, the Cowboys were injured and the Cardinals seemed to be rallying together. And, yeah, that's what it was. And obviously, it'll probably this will air after tonight's game, but Jair Alexander out is potentially a big deal tonight, too, so, as the number one corner.
So upcoming for this week against the Patriots, is there any cause for concern about certain people on the offensive line not suiting up?
Well, you know, with the Patriots, you know, it's always a game of hide the bacon, right? You got a dozen guys that are questionable, and it's a matter of which one isn't going to play. We've been pretty good at trying to figure that out. But that offensive line is still a little bit of a shambles. It's not on Mac Jones, all on Mac Jones right there. That offensive line is still in a shuffle where 1 week to the next, you're moving the pieces around. And so that still is an ongoing concern for us.
What's up, Doc? It's 8-Ball. I wanted to know about the latest status on Cooper Kupp.
Well, Cooper Kupp, if you believe the coach speak, he's, you know, they're hoping he's on schedule to come off of IR right after the thing. But look, I don't hate on coaches. I just note who does coach speak. It's the same head coach that said at the beginning of the season or end of preseason, he's day-to-day when he was already in Minnesota with a re-aggravation seeing a, quote, body specialist. And we said, this is week-to-week. And day-to-day turned into IR pretty quickly. So I think that's just optimism talking. I'm not sure that he's going to be coming off IR right at week 5 or right after the 4-week minimum.
Doc, I got a question for you about the Steelers-Texans game. Last week, the Texans all banged up, were missing their corner. They went there. They beat the Jags as 8-point underdogs. This week, they're catching right around 2.5-3 points against the Steelers at home. Is this team healthy? And who's the more banged up team in this matchup?
So you know what's a big injury that I think we should actually discuss once we get Pro Football Doc back on.
The Steelers have a side at this point in time, really on both sides of the ball. They have a couple of injuries. It's still about the offensive line of the Texans. And yes, they've outperformed last week against Jacksonville, but at least three out of the five offensive linemen are still out. And who do they face this week? Not JJ, but TJ, right? And I think that's a big deal and something to watch.
Yeah, and then we got a game over in Wembley Stadium in London. Where are the impactful injuries in that game against Atlanta and Jacksonville? Basically, Jacksonville's a field goal favorite, but they've been underperforming all year, starting off the season 1-2. And if they go to 1-3, they're in trouble.
Yeah, and Jacksonville is certainly very used to playing in London. And you, as you guys know, this is a two-game stint that they're going to play there, two in a row there, maybe a precursor to a team more in London more often. But the biggest injury to watch is in-game when it happens, Zay Jones. We said we had worry for PCL. He came back in the game, didn't do a lot, now missing. Now he might not even make the trip. Let me tell you the significance of not making the trip. Besides Zay Jones, PCL, we know for a skill position, that's a big deal. But if he doesn't make the trip to London, he's out the next two games. He's not flying coach or first class on his own out to London if he misses the flight on with the team late this week.
All right, next game on the board, the Bengals versus Tennessee. Basically, a 2.5-point favorites. We saw Joe Burrow. I mean, he played pretty well last week. He's still struggling a little bit. What are the impactful injuries in this matchup?
Well, you know, that Joe Burrow injury is not done. Remember, it was a July 27th calf strain that leaked into the regular season where he was fine, quote, fine week one, still ball out quick, and then hurt it week two. So now he played and didn't aggravate it. Are we supposed to celebrate? This is going to affect him into October. Now, how much and what they're going to do is a different story, but you know, I think you saw in the first part of the game, it was very ball out, quick, short passes. And later on, they had to open it up a little bit because the Rams had caught on. But let me tell you, obviously, Mike Vrabel in Tennessee has seen all the film and they've studied it. So the Bengals have to come up with a counter move here because you can't just sit just shotgun, short passes underneath, quick ball out. You're going to have to like alter it up a little bit to try and succeed here.
All right, we got about a minute left. I mean, the game everyone's going to watch this week, real quick, Miami versus Buffalo. Which team is more banged up? We got about a minute left.
I thought you were going to say it was the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce game. No, look, I think it's unbelievable and fantastic that, you know, whatever nickname you want to say it, the greatest show on grass, you know, their field, Miami. All the six fastest times, you know, high speeds, you know, next gen stats, and so a lot of those on grass. That their, you know, their issue there, their left tackle is always going to be a little in, little out, vet rest for his knee. Obviously, Jalen Ramsey is out. The injuries there are fairly even. It's just a matter of the speed here, and of course, the one key might be safeties for the Bills with Mika Hyde being dinged up a little bit and Jordan Poyer. That's the big one to watch over the top, especially with Jalen Waddle clearing concussion and, of course, Tyreek Hill. And I like that Achane guy. I saw him earlier.
I don't want to get short talk, but we're about to go to the next segment. Thanks for coming on. You can follow him at Pro Football Doc and you can go to sicscore.com and we'll see you next week. Thanks, Doc.
See you, Doc.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. This is the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. And we have Dave Mason coming back on to break down the bet splits, the percentages, where the sharp money's at in the NFL, who's betting what. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Back to back. We got you on both shows this week. We still don't have a picture of you, but we got you on both shows.
We're working on that.
All right, let's go right to the game that everybody wants to talk about here. Miami's going to Buffalo. Game's up to what? It's 3, 2.5, depending on where you shop. Who's betting what? Where's the sharp money? Where's the recreational money? Is there any sharp money on the side or a total here?
Yeah, we got Buffalo 2.5, total of 53.5, open Bills minus 354. 62% of the cash, 62% of the cash is on the Bills, 58% of the bets are on the Fins. Sharp equals under 55 or more.
All right, let's go to the game in London. I know it's an early game. What type of action do you guys, what kind of type of handle do you get for that early game in London?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We love it. You know, anytime there's a standalone game, it's, you know, it's sure people got to, especially on the West Coast, got to set their alarm clocks and everything. But any kind of standalone game, you get increased action. I mean, you'll get more, we'll probably get at least twice the action we would on that game as opposed to what it would be if it was a 1 o'clock kickoff. So yeah, we absolutely love those standalone games. More standalone games, the better. As far as the game itself, Jacksonville laying 3, total 43. Open Jacksonville 4 and 45, 54% of the cash, and 70% of the bettors are on the Jags. A little bit of sharp action on Atlanta, +3.5.
All right, let's go to the next game on the board. 2-1 Ravens coming off an outright overtime loss as an 8-point favorite to the Colts. They're facing a 2-1 Browns team that's starting to look a little dangerous. Which way is the public betting this? Is there any sharp money on a side or a total? Where'd the line open up at, and where's it at now?
Let me get that real quick. Sorry about that. My screen just closed there for a second.
It's all right. I'm seeing 2.5. Is that where you guys have 2.5 on the game?
1 second. Would you say Browns Ravens?
Yeah, Browns Ravens. I'm seeing 2.5, 40.5.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, we got 3. We got 3, actually. We got 3 and 40.5. So
is that because you're begging for some Ravens money, or what's going on?
We're getting some more Ravens money, man. We got 62% of the cash is on the Ravens. So the bet count's pretty split. So no big need on it right at this moment. You know, I think we'll get Browns late. It's not much sharp action either.
Before we break down some more marquee games, you're listening to Dave Mason from Bet Online. Jamie, you got any questions for Dave Mason in this segment?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Good to go. All right, let's go to the Patriots Cowboys game.
Him and Rooster are in concussion protocol right now.
I can't wait to do the math for you, Jimmy.
You don't have to do the math. You just have to cash your tickets.
Those are making money. That's all that
what I've been doing.
All right, the Patriots.
You bet through the number like Brewster eats.
We
got
to call it time now. We got Dave Mason on. All right, we got the Patriots. Sorry, they beat the Jets last week for the first win of the season. Now they got to go to Dallas to play a Cowboys team that lost outright as a 12.5 point favorite to a gritty Cardinals team that could possibly be 3-0, but they're 1-2. Dave, which way is the public betting this game? Is there any sharp money on the side or a total, and where's the line at right now?
Yeah, the line's Dallas 6.5, total 43.5, open 7.5 and 42.5. The cash is 50-50, and, you know, the bet count's pretty close to that. 55% of the bettors are on the Patriots. Sharp equals New England +7, over 43.
Wow. All right, let's go to the Chiefs at New York to play the Jets. It looks like they're back on track on top of the AFC West at 2-1. After starting the season 0-1, but going into New York and covering that spread is never easy against a tough defense. Which way is the public betting this? Is there any sharp money on either side or the total?
Yeah, currently KC 8.5, total 41.5, open 9 and 43. The cash is 50-50, but 85% of the bettors are on KC. So that kind of sets off some light bulbs there. Sharp equals Jets +9.5.
All right, last game on the board. I know it's still early, Monday night game. I don't know what type of handle you guys have, but Seattle's playing the Giants at home. I'm seeing, what, a pick and 47.5. We like the over in this matchup. Is there any sharp money on the side or a total here?
Yeah, we currently have a Seattle -0.5, 47.5, open Seattle 1.5, 45. 55% of the cash is on the Giants. 73% of the bettors are on Seattle. We have some sharp on Seattle -1 or better.
There you go right there. All right, Dave, I want to thank you for coming on. If you want to let everyone know where to find you on Twitter, and if you guys have any promos at Bet Online.
At Dave Mason, B-O-L. At Dave Mason, B-O-L. All sorts of promos, man. Come on to betonline.ag /promotions. That's where you're going to have your bonuses. 50% bonus for most methods, 100% bonus for crypto, all sorts of free contests. Come on over to betonline.ag. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on. We'll see you next week. All right, let's bring back Philly Rooster real quick. Rooster, you listen to Pro Football Doc. You listen to Dave Mason. What do you think? I mean, who else do you like in the NFL this week?
My biggest bet of the week is the Patriots. I like them plus the 7. I like them on the money line. I think Dallas's offensive line is still beat up. I know Patriots have some injuries as well, but you know Belichick's going to game plan for these guys. I mean, Arizona kind of gave us the template. I really, really enjoyed you guys giving me your love of Dallas over the last 2 weeks.
With here, your we Dallas here we go. He was
the only thing I enjoyed as much as Georgia from Baba was the love of Dallas from you three, the three Musketeers over there.
He's a homer. He's an Eagle.
Rooster. What happened when you went against us when we were on Tampa?
What Dallas reminds me of is a Lamborghini with a Ferrari engine. A Bentley tires. Just give me the Corvette. Give me the Eagles. Okay. Yeah,
you know it's fun. It's easy to say after they're all banged up and they lose in the 12 and a half lose points. A game
and who shows up the show? <Just in time>. But we didn't see him for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah. Give me the Patriots. They're better than Arizona, who just whipped the Cowboys.
That's true. Okay, you can't defend that. Can't and as much as that, listen, as much as I like the Cowboys, I'm with Rooster here. When the Cowboys are healthy, I think they cover the spread, but they're not healthy yet. And you saw the Patriots the first 2 weeks of the season. They played the Eagles tough, came down to the end. They played the Dolphins tough, and they went to New York, which is never easy, and beat the Jets and covered the number. So that's always an indicator that this team is actually pretty good. Let me go to Jamie next. Jamie, is there a side in the NFL you like this week? You want to give out?
I mean, you know, I like that over that we talked about with Giants in Seattle. I like the Browns. I'm with you guys on the Browns money line. I'm leaning towards the Chargers, but I need to know that Eckler's playing. If Eckler's playing, then I'll give up to the 5.5, even 6 with the Chargers. And in my teaser world, I will explain why you only have to win 6 out of 10.
Only 6 out of 10 now? You're really changing the math formula?
Let me explain.
Are you betting a 6? What are you betting? A 6-point teaser, 6.5, or 7?
You said a minus 120. Please let me speak.
Yeah, but how many points?
Let him speak. Let me speak.
Will you relax? So if I win 600 on 6 bets, $100 each, and I lose 400 plus the juice, which is 20%, which would be 480, I win $120 between the 600 and the 480. So I have to win 6 out of 10.
Jamie, hold on. You got to see Jim right now. He's on his phone on the calculator. And he's tapping away.
I'm calling Joe Vito in his grave right now because he's flipping over saying, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
That is actual math. I don't know what math you're doing.
Yeah, but you're not specifying, Jamie. You're saying a teaser. So you're saying you got to specify. Is it
he just specified.
On a 7-point
How many games do we have to win giving laying 120? That's how many games you have to win.
Jamie is 100% correct when it comes to the math. Let me go to April.
I forgot why I love Baba so much.
Back to my teaser.
Before we go to April, Jamie, give out that teaser real quick.
Yes. Yeah, so and then you do have to pay more on 7-point teaser.
Right. We got 2 minutes.
So what's that? $1.35?
We got 2 minutes. Let the man give out the teaser and give us some more picks.
What I like this week, I like the Chiefs minus 2.5 or 3 and Miami plus 10.
Okay.
That is my favorite teaser of the week. I also kind of like the Patriots getting, if you can get them plus, 13 or 14, you compare them with the Eagles, you compare them with the Chiefs or Miami. That's where I'm teasing this week.
All right, let me go to 8-ball. 8-ball, is there another game on the board you like?
Jacksonville Jaguars minus 3 and on the money line. I think they get it done here. It's a good spot for them. They're the better team. It's time to start playing at the level they're capable of.
Sheep. You're talking, you got to give out a game. Bills, minus 2.5?
Yeah, I like the Bills.
Rooster, you like the Bills or you like Miami?
I like the Bills in this spot. I mean, it's only minus 3.
Cancel the game.
Miami plus 3.
I like the Bills too.
I agree with them.
I mean, if they lose this week, they're 0-2 in the division. They're two games behind Miami. I mean, they're not going to make that up. This is like the biggest game of the season for Buffalo, ain't it?
Oh, it's absolutely gigantic. I mean, the Dolphins are supposed to be this juggernaut. Now, let's see what they do against a real defense, a real pass rush, and a strong offense that can, I think, hang with them. I cannot wait to watch this game. This is the game of the week.
We got 20 seconds. Do you agree with the Maple?
Miami plus three.
Oh, we got opposition right there. All right, I want to thank Dave Mason for coming on this segment from Bet Online. I want to thank Pro Football Doc from SICScore.com. Great information. We're going to have John Grace from out in Vegas up next in the next segment. So don't go away. He's going to give you out some rapid-fire picks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. We got John Grace live from Las Vegas. John, we got tied up in a little bit of traffic, got here late, but I want you to give out some picks this week. Rapid fire, break them down. Let's give out some winners from Vegas.
All right, guys, I'm going to just go fast here since I don't know how much time I have this week, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys, 6.5 if I can get there. Really think it's a bounce back spot for the Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Jets, man. I'll be on that island with Zach Wilson, at least plus +9. Wow. I just kind of really think that it's a gut check game similar to the Bills week one. Really like the under as well. Think it's just going to be close. Potentially could be a miracle with them outright, but I think they keep within a touchdown. My favorite play of the week is the Colts, money line or -1 at home against the Rams. Anthony Richardson is coming back out of concussion protocol. Really think this Colts team's for real. I think that they showed that last week against the Ravens. I feel like a lot of people are going to take the Rams just because of the Rams. Go Browns, -2.5, -3. Same sentiment as you guys all talking with the Browns and the elite defense. They're definitely outright best defensively right now. I like the Lions tonight. I think that Jair Alexander injury is a big deal in the secondary for the Packers that the Doc was mentioning earlier.
Is that going to be one of your biggest bets this week, the Lions?
I got 550 on them. Not that big. I really like the Colts. That's kind of my favorite play this week. And then also the Dolphins. I'll take them money line. Obviously we all are. I have been on them this whole time, and I think it's a great spot for them to prove it, just like the Browns and just like the Cowboys have been, previously before the week last week to be one of the elite teams. So I'll go with the Saints. I'll ride with Jameis, -3. I know it kind of ticked up to -3.5, so I got it early there. I'll roll with C.J. Stroud, the Texans money line, and +3.
He's been impressive.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Over 300 yards passing last few games. I mean, that offense really has been really has been taking off. And I think the Texans and the Colts are going to be contenders in the South. The Jaguars, that's a tough game in Atlanta. I mean, I think they take -3 and money line as well, but they definitely have some flaws and some issues they got to work out. I think that AFC South is going to be a little bit more competitive than we all thought with all four teams. Sure. And I love the Chargers. I love the Chargers as well. I know that it's going to be a predominantly Raiders crowd in SoFi with the LA Raiders and California fan base coming in, but I just can't see Jimmy G keeping up with them, and McDaniels is just a stooge. So,
oh my God, that play call from him, and I mean, yeah. Staley of the Chargers last week. Oh my God, they went for it.
I think it was a great call. You get the first down, you win the game, just poor execution, and then everyone vilifies him. I know he's had some bad spots, but I would take go for it on 4th-and-1 with I think it was like 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left in the game, and the Vikings had no or one timeout. You gotta try to run that clock out. But I think with Eckler out, that running game isn't what it has been, and they're just going to keep slinging it with Justin Herbert. So I guess my prop for the week will be over Justin Herbert yards, over Justin Herbert's completions, over Justin Herbert's attempts. I really think that they're just letting it sling with him. And then also with Mike Williams out, I like Quentin Johnson, the rookie, to score his first career touchdown this week. I think he's going to be slotted into that that spot where Mike Williams was, is kind of the tall receiver to kind of stretch the field a bit. But that's kind of what I'm looking at this week.
Good stuff. I appreciate you coming on. Let everyone know where to find you on social media, what your websites are, and what's going on in Vegas right now, real quick.
Yeah, man, it's John Grace at JONGRACE on Twitter, Instagram. I run BachelorVegas.com, BachelorateVegas.com, full service party planner. Vegas right now, we're drawing closer to the Formula One opening, and then also the MSG Sphere, that big giant ball of LEDs that's a big billboard now. That opens in opens tomorrow with the U2 show. So that's awesome. Exciting.
I know Joe wants to go out there and watch you too. All right, John, thanks for coming on. Yeah, we'll have you on next week, man. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much.
Good luck, John. Hit him.
We're bringing Rooster back on. Rooster, you've been listening. You've been paying attention. You've been stalking in the weeds over there. Is there any other NFL game you like on the board this week?
Well, we mentioned Buffalo. I like to lay the three there. We mentioned the Patriots. I like them money line and plus the seven. One other game, a little bit of an outlier. I'm against some of the sharp money here, but I kind of like the Rams this week against the Colts in Indianapolis. I think the Rams are going to have a little bit of a bounce back here. I think it's a good spot for them. The Colts, look, I like this rookie quarterback. I don't know if he's ready for prime time yet, but I kind of like the Rams plus the 1.5.
Okay. Let me go to 8-Ball real quick. 8-Ball, is there any other game you'd like to give out in the NFL?
I love Dallas this week. I think they got embarrassed last week. I think they're going to show, you know, they're the best team in the NFL. I think the defense is going to suffocate Mac Jones. They're going to run the ball effectively. And I think they covered a touchdown.
You know that's Rooster's game of the week. It's in Pizza Bowl. He plus seven, money line.
Well, I'll tell you what Rooster bets every week. Patriots and Eagles. That's what he bets every week.
The Chiefs.
Every week. And you know what?
All I know is Dallas. All I heard was Dallas lost for 2 weeks. They just got embarrassed by the worst team in the league. And now somehow they're going to mysteriously come back, and these offensive linemen are going to be able to block against one of the best defenses in the league. We'll see.
What do you think, 8-Ball?
We'll see. Well, it depends on the health. If they got their guys playing,
if Dallas is healthy, you got a different outcome.
No.
But
he's in concussion protocol, so let him keep going. It's okay.
Who's in concussion?
Rooster. That's going to be his new excuse. I was in concussion protocol. I swear. I knew what the fuck I was talking about. My head was
everywhere.
Over one. Babas got to win 8 out of 10 teasers to make money. That's all I know.
I don't have to worry about betting 8 out of 10 teasers because I know. Teasers a sucker bet, and I won't unless I have great inside information on the game. Then I would place it into a teaser.
Now, the reality is, listen, if you got two strong sides, you throw all the math out the window. I don't care what, if you're looking to get down as much as possible on these two strong sides, I'll tease through zero. I don't even care what the numbers are because I'm trying to get down as much as possible on two games that I think I have a massive edge.
Wait a minute. Stop for a second, my friend. How about the Baltimore Ravens last week?
Well, we were on the Colts. We bet that teaser early, so we got caught with our pants down with everyone out.
And you can get caught with your pants down. Look at Rooster every week.
That's why it's better to bet a lot of these teasers on game day.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
When that line has finally settled in and you can get the best of the number. But by then, I mean, if you got two strong sides, that line has moved already. You know, so
it's a gamble.
You know, Rooster, when you got two strong sides and you're looking to bury these teams, put them in parlays, put them in teasers, does it really matter what the math is?
Well, at that point, no. If you think you got a multiple point advantage, so you made the line three and the game six or something crazy like that, and you're trying to get down. Yeah, I mean, you get down as much as you can, but
Long term, stuff happens.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
yeah. Long term, yeah. math, right? But on Sunday, if you're looking to get down and bury two sides, then you throw the math out the window. But long term, the math's going to eat you up. That's what the VIG's there for.
That's the problem.
Rooster, in all seriousness,
That's why Baba needs to win 8 out of 10 seasons.
I don't need to bet 8 out of 10 because I told you I don't bet stuff for that.
He just pulled out his pamphlet. He's hooked on phonics. He's doing the math. He's got his calculator.
Now, Rooster, did you put the patch in a teaser also?
No, I didn't. No. I really don't bet teasers, but.
Gotcha. Yeah. I just asked that.
Maddie from the College Kids. Matt, is there a game or a side or total you like here?
So I already talked about Cleveland. We took them early. We took the under there, but we also took the under in the Tampa Bay game. And another game that I actually agree with John Grace on, The Houston Texans, they're playing some impressive, really good football, especially I love the QB Stroud. He's doing some good things. And Pittsburgh, honestly, you know, they should have lost that game against Cleveland.
And offensively, they're challenged. And
yeah, that's my point. So I really do think this Houston team can win. I mean, if you get the three, I like the three at home.
Yeah, that's a good side. Jamie, is there any other games you like or any other teasers you want to throw in there just to get Jimmy's juices flowing over here?
I'll throw in a Monday night teaser. Monday night football. I will go with Seattle plus 7 and over 41 on a 6.
Where are you getting Seattle plus 7? The line's 1.5.
It's moved. It was a pick.
Yeah, now, the line currently right now is Seattle's minus 1.5 minus 15 cents at Bet Online.
Oh, all right. So
you can lay one. There's ones in the market. He could take plus 6 and over what, 41? Plus 6 and over 40. Is that what you want, Jamie?
Yeah.
Write
that down, Jamie.
I am Seattle plus 6.
And over 41. And
Seattle, like Jimmy money, has his own gold recap.
Jimmy's got his own.
Jimmy likes the golden shower.
What did he say? I didn't hear him. Excuse me.
I can't. I'm not going to repeat it, but he didn't hear you. Something about a shower, the price of gold. I don't know. Something like that.
Listen, when he's over in Italy, who knows what the fuck's going on over there? He couldn't come. If Dallas went 4-0, he wasn't coming off the week 5. That's the only reason he showed up.
He was waiting for them to lose.
Yeah, he's like, shit, I can't go on this week. Dallas keeps winning.
All right, we got 2.5 minutes left in this segment. Anybody else out there?
You know what's a little concerning this week is the Chiefs. When you look at them, I wanted to ask Doc about it, but I kind of missed it. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, he banged up his ankle last week. Yeah. Coming into this week, he was on an injury report, but he was a full participant. But other than that, if you look at the other guys that are injured on that injury report, we're looking at Chris Jones, huge piece for them. Groin, that's not an easy injury to deal with. Isaiah Pacheco, he's on an injury report. And Kadarius Toney. And on the other side, Jets, you got to worry about what's his name? Mekhi Becton, the tackle. So some very key injuries in this game that, you know, we should probably be monitoring.
Yeah, but when it comes, I mean, Rooster never worries about the Chiefs. He just bets them blindly every week. He's the biggest Andy Reid fan in the world. Rooster, you like the Chiefs this week, lane 9?
Actually like the Jets here. I mean, give me the 10. Whoa. It's up to 9.5. I think you'll see some square money, and he's right. I mean, I don't know what's up with Mahomes' ankle. And this Jets defense is going to be smothering. I mean, 10 points at home, that's just the wrong line.
17, I agree. Take a teaser.
I agree with Rooster here. I definitely think it's something to monitor. We talked about Mahomes, and we talked about how this defense is not the same without Chris Jones. It's a huge piece for that defense.
Totally different defense.
The line's starting to drop, too. I'm looking offshore. It's down to 8.5. Rooster, you think this game closes 8, 7.5, 7 by game time?
Not 7.5, 7. I mean, 8, anything between 8 and 9.5 is basically the same. Games don't land 8. So these guys will play around with those numbers, try and entice some action on the Chiefs. But I don't think it'll go to 7.5 because then you're going to lay 7 minus 20.
And if it goes to 10, they're grabbing it right away.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to stay in that comfort zone, 8 to 9.5.
Yeah, and I talked to Dave Mason earlier. He said, I mean, I know it's still early in the week, but he said
it's Thursday night.
90% of the tickets are on Kansas City already. Come game day, everyone's betting Kansas City.
I mean, they played a Bears team that's a disgrace to the NFL.
How bad are the Bears?
And John Grace might be right. Plus, I mean, he took him in his contest. Yeah. Plus 9.5.
That might be a good bet. What else is left here? Oh, Denver, Chicago. Denver's laying what, 3? If you can get. Starting to move a little bit. Is Chicago the worst team in football, Matt?
I said it before about Justin Fields. The problem is the dude doesn't
hold that win. Thought. We'll be right back in our next segment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Betting show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. I want to thank everyone for watching and listening on SiriusXM Sports Grid and Jacob Sports Media on YouTube. We're going to go to the Golden Recap. Jamie, are you ready to go here?
Yes. So we have the Golden Recap for today in the NFL. I am going over 47 in the Giants Seahawks game Monday night.
I'm there with you. I'm there with you.
Yeah, and Philly Godfather's with me here. Browns money line is from 8-ball. And Matt, I also like that. They'd give up to 3. Matt likes under 42. Rooster likes the Patriots plus 7 and the money line. The Jaguars minus 3 and the money line for 8-ball. Sheep likes the Bills. Rooster likes the Bills. Rooster likes the Rams over the Colts. 8-ball likes Miami plus 3 and Dallas minus 7. I like a teaser with Miami plus 10 and KC minus 2.5. I also like the Patriots if you can get 14, maybe even 13 in a teaser. There's a bonus Monday Night Football teaser that I like, which is taking Seattle. I got them 2 days ago plus 7 on a 6-point teaser, but they're now giving one. The world is waking up to how crappy the Giants are. So that line has moved. And so maybe if you have to take Seattle plus 6 and over 41. Matt likes the under in Tampa Bay. John Grace likes Dallas minus 6.5, Jets plus 9 and under. Colts money line, Browns minus 3. Dolphins money line, Lions tonight. The Saints minus 3, Texans in the money line, and the Chargers. I also like the Chargers if Eckler is playing, which we don't know yet. John Grace gave out a few props that I did not write down.
It's okay. We got 30 seconds.
That is our golden recap.
There include the Texans in there as well.
Oh, yeah. John Grace gave out the Texans. Yeah.
I like the Texans. Like yeah, well? Plus okay. The 3.
All right. And I like the Lions tonight. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to chance to watch this and bet it, but I think the Lions win that game. And that's it.
Lions.
And that's it, guys. I want to thank everyone for watching and listening on SiriusXM, Channel 159, Sports Grid, Jacob Sports Media. Thanks for watching the NFL show, and we'll be back next week.